Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to review 5 three-dimensional shapes. 5 of them. All at once. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Let's write our names at the top of our papers. I'll write my name. You write your name. And then you may put your pencil down. We're going to color first. Oh, wow. It looks like we're on a soccer field. I don't know how to play soccer. I mean, I can kick the ball, but that's about it. And there's a lot of different three-dimensional shapes in our picture. Remember, three-dimensional means in real life we could pick it up and hold it and turn it around and upside down. So one of the shapes I want you to notice right away is the soccer ball. There are a lot of soccer balls in our picture. And that is in the shape of which 3D shape? Is it a rectangular prism, a cylinder, or a sphere? Yes, it's a sphere. That means it's round. Let's color the soccer ball by the boy's foot. See it? Let's color that soccer ball blue. A sphere has no flat surfaces. It's round. It rolls. That's why it's perfect to have a soccer ball in the shape of a sphere, because it needs to roll. There are no flat surfaces. We call those faces, and a soccer ball doesn't have one. All right, what about the other soccer balls in our picture? How many other soccer balls do you see? Yep, me too. 3 of them. Pick one. You decide which one you're going to pick. All right, got it? Pick it. Okay, color it orange. You decide which one you're going to pick. Another thing about spheres, they don't have any faces, no flat surfaces, and they don't have any vertices. Remember what a vertice is? Vertices are corners, and they don't have any. Nope, because they're round. Spheres are round. They're round and they got no faces. Pick a different soccer ball. Pick a different one. Color it purple for me. Whichever one you want, color it purple for me. Spheres have no faces and they have no vertices. They're round and they can roll. That's why a soccer ball is in the shape of a sphere. It wouldn't work if it was in the shape of a rectangular prism. It wouldn't roll. All right, pick your last soccer ball and make it red for me. Okay, tell me again, how many faces does a soccer ball have? 0. How many vertices does a soccer ball or a sphere have? 0. Go ahead and put down all of your crayons in 2, 1. All right, so we've got our soccer balls colored. All right, spheres, no faces, no vertices, they can roll. What about the shape of the cone? Do you see the 3 cones? Yep, cones are these cones, these soccer cones so that you can dribble and kick. I'm acting like I know how to play soccer and I don't, but it's so you can like dribble the ball, kick the ball and go around the cones. Those are in the shape of a cone, a three-dimensional shape called a cone. All right, pick one. You decide which one you're picking. Got it? All right, color it orange. Pick one of the cones to color orange. Now remember, cones are different than a sphere. Cones actually do have a face. They do. They have a flat face. Do you know what shape that flat face is in? What shape is it in? It's in a circle. Now I know these cones on this paper are on it like a square surface, but the bottom of the cone, the round part, the bottom part of this cone is in a circular shape. Pick a different cone. Pick a different cone. Color it green. So cones have one face. Spheres have none. How many vertices does a cone have? One. We've talked about this. My class and I say cones have one vertex. That's where the point is. Some people just call it a point and they say it's not a vertex. You'll have to ask your teacher. We'll call it a point or a vertex. Pick another cone. Pick another cone. Color it pink. You can have a pink cone. Yes, you can. So cones have one vertex or point. They have one flat face. It's a circle face. Can they stack? Can you stack a cone on top of something else? Yes. Can they roll? Well, the vertex or the point actually makes it roll in a circle. They kind of spin. They don't really go across the grass. If you turned a cone over and rolled it, it would just go around in a circle because of that vertex or that point. Put all your crayons down in 2, 1. All right, so we've got spheres and we have cones. And now let's find some cylinders. Remember, a cylinder does not have any vertices, none. Does that help? Yes, the soda cans. There's two soda cans. All right, see the one by the patch of grass in the very front? See it? All right, I want you to color that soda can. Let's make it purple. We'll have it be grape juice. We'll have this be healthy. It won't be a soda. It will be grape juice in a can. We'll have it be a little bit more healthier. So cylinders are different than spheres and cones. A cylinder has two faces, one on top and one on the bottom. But if you turned it over, it'd be on the sides. The faces of a cylinder are circles. Yep, just like the face of a cone. Pick the other soda. It's over there on top of that box. And let's color that one orange, so it's orange juice, not soda. Cylinders do not have vertices, but they have two circular faces. Can they stack? Yes, this one's stacked on top of a box. Can they roll? Yeah, if you like knocked that soda can or that orange juice can over, you could push it and it would roll. It surely would. All right, put down all your crayons. We've got spheres and cones and cylinders. We had zero faces on a sphere, one face on a cone, two faces on a cylinder. And now I want you to find the cubes in our picture, the cubes. Yes, they're the two boxes stacked on top of each other. The boxes say soccer ball. So there's a soccer ball in each of those boxes. Well, we know cubes can stack. They're already stacked on top of each other. All right, see the box on top? The box on top. Let's color that box green. Color the box on top green. Cubes have flat faces. What shape are the faces of a cube? What's this face with the word soccer ball on it? It's a square. And the top is a square, and the sides are square shapes, and the bottom is a square shape, and the back is a square shape. Do you remember how many faces are on a cube? 0 on a sphere, 1 on a cone, 2 on a cylinder, and 6. On a cube. Top, bottom, front, back, side, side. That makes 6 faces. All right, see the box on the bottom of the stack? Let's color that box pink. Yes, we can have a pink box. Yes, we can. So cubes can stack. Cubes can stack. Can they roll? No. Do they have edges? Yes. Yes, they do. Do they have vertices? Fancy word for corners? Yes. Yes, they do. They have 8 vertices. Take 2 more seconds. 2 and 1. Do you see any rectangular prisms? Yeah, what about that box with the soda can on top of it? That's a rectangular prism. It's long and skinny. That box says trophies. There's trophies inside. Let's color that box yellow. The trophy box yellow. Rectangular prisms look a lot like cubes, don't they? Except instead of having square faces, the faces, the flat surfaces are rectangular. They have the same amount of faces as a cube. They have the same amount of faces as a cube. They have 6 faces just like a cube. And they also have 8 vertices. All right, do you see another rectangular prism? This one's small, but it's standing up and tall. Yeah, the juice box. See the juice box? Let's color that juice box red. Red. Just color the whole thing red. Can rectangular prisms stack? Oh, yeah. Yes, we could take this juice box and put it on top of the trophy box. And then we could take both of those and put it on top of the soccer ball boxes. Rectangular prisms stack. Do they roll? No. All right, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, find your pencil, boys and girls. All right. If you look under your picture, you're going to see a row of our 5-dimensional shapes that we just reviewed. The first one is a what? It's in the shape of a soccer ball. Yeah, it's a sphere. We're going to write down how many vertices on a sphere. We're going to write the number right on top of this sphere that we're looking at. How many vertices, that's a special word for corners, does a sphere have? 0. I want you to write the number 0 right on top of that sphere. Just right on top. Don't be afraid. Okay, scoot over. How many vertices does a cylinder have? A cylinder. We're talking about the vertices, the corners. How many vertices does a cylinder have? 0. Write a 0 right on top of that cylinder. Scoot over. We're on the cube. How many vertices, corners, does a cube have? Let's count them. There's 4 on the top. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 4 on the bottom. 5, 6, 7, 8. Write the number 8 on top of the cube. There are 8 vertices. Scoot over. We have a cone. How many vertices are on a cone? Now, my class and I are going to put a 1 here, right on top of the cone, because we believe cones have 1 vertex. If your class says 0, then you write a 0. Okay? A rectangular prism. How many vertices on a rectangular prism? I'll give you a hint. It's the same as a cube. Yes, 8. You can count them. Look at the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the bottom. 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, we are going to get ready to circle. Scoot down to the box of cereal and the snow cone. See them? Which one is the rectangular prism? The box of cereal or the snow cone? Yes, the box of cereal. Circle it. Scoot over. We have a beach ball and a pot of soup. Which one is the cylinder? Yes, the pot of soup. Circle the pot of soup. Scoot over. We have a dice and a tower. That arrow is pointing to the tower, the top of the tower of the castle. Which one is a cube. Did you say dice? You're right. Circle the dice if you haven't yet. Scoot down, I see a party hat and a brick. Which one is a cone? The party hat or the brick? Yes, the party hat. Party, party, party. Scoot over. We have an ice cube and a battery. Which one is a cube? Yes, the ice cube. I said it when I said ice cube. Circle it. And the last one, I see a balloon and I see a drum. Which one is a sphere? Did you say balloon? I thought I heard you. Yes, circle the balloon. All right, let's check. You should have circled the cereal box, the pot of soup, the dice, the party hat, the ice cube, and the balloon. Boys and girls, you did it. You did it all. You reviewed all five of our three-dimensional shapes. You're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.